This morning we've gathered, and I would welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as you've come this morning. And this morning is a special service because we've chosen to recognize the gift that he gave upon the cross. Now we've chosen to remember him as we partake of the sacraments this morning. And so as we go through the service, keep in mind the significance of remembering the thing that he did on the cross and the life that he lived to bring us to this point and what he desires for each of us. And also think about the things that are in your life that you would like to give him control of or have him remove from your lives. Dwell on those things as we continue in worship this morning. And so I do welcome you in the name of Jesus this morning.
King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, alleluia. King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, alleluia.
King Jesus, of kings and Lord of lords, glory, alleluia. King Jesus, of kings and Lord of lords, glory, alleluia. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah.
Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah.
Dear Lord, oh do you remember me, Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do you remember me. Dear Lord, oh do you remember me, look away beyond the blue. I've got a home in glory that outshines the sun, Lord, yeah, I've got a home in glory that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh do you remember me? Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do you remember me? Dear Lord, oh do you remember me? Look away beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Look away beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh do you remember me? Oh Lord, oh do you remember me? Dear Lord, oh do you remember me? Look away beyond the blue.
My call to worship this morning is taken from third book of Nephi. I just happened to glance down and see that Dale has his notes here open to the third book of Nephi, so I hope I don't step on your scripture. I want to read from the third book of Nephi, beginning with the 11th verse. And as I read this, think about what was going on here in this the new world, the things that had happened, things that had gone on with the coming of Christ and the earthquakes and the terrible cities being destroyed. And it came to pass that he stretched forth his hand and spake unto the people, saying, Behold, I am Jesus Christ, of whom the prophets testified should come into the world. And behold, I am the light and the life of the world. And I have drunk out of that bitter cup which the Father hath given me, and have glorified the Father in taking upon me the sins of the world, in the which I have suffered the will of the Father in all things from the beginning. And it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words, the whole multitude fell to the earth, for they remembered that it had been prophesied among them that Christ should show himself unto them after his ascension into heaven. And it came to pass that the Lord spake unto them, saying, Arise and come forth unto me, that you may thrust your hand into my side, and also that you may feel the prints of the nails in my hands and in my feet, that you may know that I am the God of Israel and the God of the whole earth, and have been slain for the sins of the world. And when they had all gone forth and had witnessed for themselves, they did cry out with one accord, saying, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Most High God. And they did fall down at the feet of Jesus and did worship him.
At this hour of sweet remembrance, sacred emblems brought to view, tell of sacrifice of passion, loving service, living true. I remember, thou didst die to set me free. Blessed Lord, my loving Savior, shed thy life to succor me. While the tide of days engulfs me, trials beset, or woes betide, may thy Spirit comfort, strengthen, cleanse and hide me to thy side. I remember, thou didst die to set me free. Blessed Lord, my loving Savior, shed thy life to succor me. When we meet thy judgment facing, and my time of change has gone, let thy voice in sweet assurance bring me joy before thy throne. I remember, thou didst die to set me free. Blessed Lord, my loving Savior, shed thy life to succor me.
Good morning. Glad to see your smiling faces this fine, beautiful day. The Lord's been good to all of us. He's brought us to this point in our lives. And he expects us to take charge of our hearts and our souls and do a work for him and help to establish the kingdom of heaven here upon the face of this earth. I'm reading from the third book of Nephi, chapter 8, verse 6. And he said unto them, Behold, my bowels are filled with compassion towards you. Have ye any that are sick among you? Bring them hither. Have ye any that are lame, or blind, or halt, or maimed, or leprous, or that are withered, or that are deaf, or that are afflicted in any manner? Bring them hither, and I will heal them. For I have compassion upon you. I think about all of these things that are spoken of here in the Book of Mormon, and it warms my heart and soul. And I think of what he did that day and how he prepared the people for his talk to them, and how his Spirit filled their hearts and souls and how he blessed them. And not only did he bless them, but he asked them to bring all of those to him. And as they brought them forth, he healed each and every one. Can you imagine in your mind's eye the greatness of your Lord and Savior? For he did this in the power that he controls and that he has within his heart and his soul. Can you imagine the love that he showed and that he had for that people that day? As he stretched forth and ministered unto them. And he asked them to kneel upon the ground and pray for one another. And he went a little ways off and kneeled down and prayed for them. I myself would have loved to have heard that prayer that he offered for them. How marvelous it would be to have Christ in our midst so completely and so fully, and have him reach out and touch our hearts and our souls as he did that day to those 2,500 people. Men, women, and children. And then as he stood there in great awe of the people, for they prayed on, and his bowels were even more filled with compassion, and he asked that their little ones would come forth to him that he might bless them. Can you imagine how great it would have been to have not your uncle, not your great uncle, but Jesus Christ himself to come forth and place his hands on your head and bless you that day as he did those people that he so truly loved? Folks, he didn't love them more than he loves each of you this day. And his compassion stretches out into you. And after doing such marvelous miracles before this group of people that he had so much love and compassion for, he called the elders forth that he had chosen. And he asked them to break bread. And he gave unto the 12 the bread first and then the wine. And each he blessed and gave to them. And not only that, but he gave it unto the people. There, he instructed them that they should pass it out amongst them. Now it seems to me so strange that he gave that commandment, so to speak, last. And he did the healing of their bodies and their minds and their souls first. Do you catch the meaning of that? And that he asked them to always do this in remembrance of him from that day forth and forever. And his spirit would be with them. We stand at the table this morning to partake of that bread and that wine in representative of his body and blood. And you're here to again remember your promise to the Lord this day, to always, not just this week, not just next week, but to always remember him. And not just to remember him, but to place him foremost in your thoughts and your desires. They should be built around that person of Jesus Christ. I lost my wife, had many problems and many trials and many tribulations. And I ask the Lord to help me find somebody again that would take her place and be a wife unto me and a guidance and a direction in my life. And the Lord was so gracious that he gave a fine woman to me. She wasn't as I without sin in her life, and troubles and trials galore. But yet she found, just as I, that the love of our Savior was so great in her life that even late in her life that she might find peace and love and joy. Not that I'm so wonderful or so great or so marvelous, because the Lord knows me oh so well. But because he chose to bless her at that time, just as he chooses to bless each of you in your lives as he will. For there is nothing more powerful or more potent than our Lord and Savior. He's marvelous beyond words. He's done so much for each of you. He's transfigured your life that you might follow after him, that you might cherish him, that you might know him so completely that you would donate your life to his cause. What did we do that was so great that the Lord gave us such a gift, so wonderful and true, that he would ask each and every one of us that we might work in his cause? We know full well he could do it totally without us, for he needs us not other than he wants us and he desires that we would come unto him and place our hearts and our souls within his grasp. He stretches forth his love unto each of us in our lives, and no matter what we've had to endure or experience, whether it was good or bad, he prepared us that we might stand and endure the happy times, and they have been marvelous, and the sad times, and they've been atrocious, and a trial beyond measure in some of our lives. And yet, through those trials and tribulations, he blessed us beyond measure and beyond words. Don't look at the gifts that God gave you as a trial or a trouble, no matter what they were, no matter what he asked of you in your life to accomplish. He gave you the strength to endure and come through, each and every one of you. In 2011, the Lord took my son home to be with him. Some of you might think that that was a terrible thing and a trial, but it was not. It was a beautiful thing Yes, it hurt, and yes, I cried hard. But how much greater could it have been for my son to go and no longer suffer? I can almost hear his footsteps in heaven as he runs and plays and does whatever for the Lord. Could I ask more of my Lord than that gift of life granted unto him? Or that same gift granted to my mother in 1989 as she passed from this life? She had a massive stroke, finished off what bit of life she had. But yet, what a great and marvelous thing. For he took her home after 38 and a half years of her suffering. For she'd left, for the Lord had left her those 38 and a half years that I might be blessed through her and because of her and learn of the love that was in that family for me. How great and marvelous can God be to each one of us? My mother at 36 years old came down with multiple sclerosis. Had no control of anything from above the waist down. My father, for 38 and a half years, got up every night 4 to 6 times every night, changed the blanket under her and turned her over so that she wouldn't get pressure sores. You talk about love. My father, little bitty fella, was the giant of a man. Set an example that only Christ could outdo as far as I was concerned. The Lord has been so good to me, and I know He's been so good to each of you, and I don't know each of your story, except no matter what the pain or the strain has been, you are here. You have placed your hands within the hand of the Lord. And as He has asked each and every one of you separately to embrace Him and follow His cause and be that light unto the world that it might shine forth. For people are watching you. They know of you. And they are marveled at what they see. My grandson was or will be 27 on the 5th. He's got all kinds of problems. Tourette's. Learning disability beyond measure. He's probably got at best a first grade reading ability. He can hardly understand anything that you tell him to do. But yet, he's got the most marvelous spirit that you've ever seen. The love in his heart is great. He'd do anything basically for anybody. Now the Lord didn't make him that way to punish me or to punish my daughter in raising him. But He gave us a gift, a very precious, lovely gift and my grandson. And we had to work diligently to find that little soul. Now it's a big soul, 6 foot tall, about that big around. But he's a marvelous young man. And I think the Lord has so much planned for these kind of people that he's placed not only within my life, but within yours. Remember also that each and every one of these children in this congregation are not just the children of the parents and not just the responsibility of the parents, but he's given that responsibility to each and every one of us that we might help raise that child, that we might show that child of the love and the compassion that we have within our heart, not only for them, but for their parents and for their Lord. The Lord has done so much for each of us. And if he didn't ask a whole lot of you to do a great and marvelous work, did he ask of you a small job? He must have, and you must have said yes, no matter what that situation was, because you're here this day. I watched my wife suffer beyond measure, not only in the pain of raising our son, but in the trials that she personally had, for her head shook back and forth violently all the time, 24 hours a day except when she slept. And not only did it shift back and forth all the time, but it jumped up and down every now and then just, I guess, to get relief, and so on. She had congestive heart failure before she died. They implanted probes into her brain to make her head stop shaking, and they put a battery up here and one down here in her tummy below her belt line to power those units, so that her head would stop doing all of this. And about 90% of it was stopped. And she didn't endure that pain of that. But yet to her, it seemed like her head still shook just as much as it ever had. And you'd ask her about it, and that's what she'd tell you. And it wouldn't be just telling me, she'd be telling the doctor that it still shook just as hard as it always had. So when she'd go see him, he'd undo the unit and unplug it so that the electronics would stop. And he'd say, see, and he'd show her a mirror. And her head would just go crazy as she always felt. Then he'd plug it back in and turn it back on, and it would calm down and would hardly shake at all. But because the brain got the impulses to shake, it still felt like it was still doing it. And yet, because of the implants in the brain afterward that stopped those shaking motions from actually happening, she still felt like it was still doing it just like normal. Try reading. And my wife, for a number of years, this all started when she was 24, and she died at 72, I guess, went on this whole time from 24 on. And yet, her favorite thing to do was to read. She could read a book that thick in a week easily, and usually 2 days. And how to read when your head's doing this and you're trying to focus on the lines is just beyond my capability to even imagine. I couldn't even reach over and put my hand on her shoulder for very long because the shaking of it just drove me wild because I couldn't stop it. I couldn't grab her head physically and hold it so that it would stop shaking. She got detached retinas in her eyes. And I didn't know why, didn't understand. The first time we went to the hospital and they put her asleep to do it. Cost me lots of money, I can remember real well. The second time, when the other eye detached, we took her to his outpatient office, and I stood behind her as she was in a chair, kind of like a dentist chair, to hold her in, and I stuck up behind her and grabbed her head and forehead and her chin in my hands and pulled her head against my chest to hold her still enough that he could laser her eyes. And it worked. The Lord blessed us again, as he had many, many times in our lives. How great is our God! He's so marvelous. How did we know where to go see or who to go see to try and get help in her life? Or in my son's life. But yet it happened. God is so good to me. And thank God this day, as you partake of these emblems again and covenant anew with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you will serve him to the end. That doesn't mean that next week you get tired or this week you get tired, because it's the same old thing. Seems like we're fighting the same old problem. It's kind of like our president now, Donald Trump, and the problems that he surfaces and suffers with each and every day, brought on by whoever, to try and condemn him or knock him down. But yet the good Lord has given him the strength to endure no matter what they throw at him, his will. And I would ask that you yourselves this day would follow that example and pray dearly for that president of ours, that he might have the forethought and the strength to endure on in the cause of the kingdom. And you, that you will follow that strength also and endure to the end, as the Lord has asked you to do in your life.
Brother Elsie mentioned to me, he said, see the empty table? The tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. Our Lord is risen. Our dear Father, we bow before you, Lord, in deep reverence and thankfulness, Lord, for what you have done for us on that cross. We know the blood that was shed was for our sins. for our forgiveness, that we could come back into your presence. We thank you, Lord, for those who have gone on before us, that are enjoying the heavenly realm with you, our Father, your beloved Son. We thank you for those that are here this morning, Lord, that you would bless each one. And Father, you have placed upon my heart particularly our young mothers and fathers and their babies, their little children. I pray that it would be a special blessing that you would grant unto them in their home, that these children would be taught the gospel as you would desire for them to be taught, that the parents, O Father, would continue to look to you, not only for the support that they need spiritually, but also physically in providing for their families. And Father, also, you told us the greatest religion of all was to remember the widow and the orphan. And we remember the widows that are in our congregation. The blessing, I, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ would flow upon them, that they would be lifted from their loneliness, but also to remember the joy that their companions have received in going to their heavenly realm. And Father, I pray for this congregation, for each one that is here today, and those who are unable to make it. I think particularly of David Rush, Father, who crushed his finger yesterday while working the work day in the log splitter. Think of Zach Wilson having to go home to be with his sick family. I pray that your blessing would be upon them as well. But Lord, may each one here know of your love for them. And may each one know here, Father, that you have called them to be witnesses, to share this glorious restored gospel with others, that they would be, Father, brought into your presence as they have been brought. So we just cannot help but just praise you for the opportunity that we've had to be here this morning to receive of these sacred emblems, to remember what you have done for us. So, Father, we give glory, we give honor to you and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.